In this bulletin, more women than ever before among Australians honoured in the Queen's Birthday Awards. Hundreds of thousands join a huge rally in Hong Kong protesting proposed Chinese extradition laws. And a loss for the Matildas at the Women's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Hundreds of Australians have been recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours List. The awards include people who've achieved excellence in the fields of science, arts, community service, education and business. High-profile recipients include Hugh Jackman, former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and ABC Chair and former Australian Women's Weekly editor Ita Buttrose. The first Aboriginal teacher and school principal in New South Wales, Victor George Chapman, is also on the list. A descendant of the Noongarburra people, Mr. Chapman went on to forge a career as an artist, as well as revitalising the Yolori language, which he was punished for speaking as a child. He says a remarkable teacher named Mr. McKinnon was the catalyst that pushed him forward, securing him a scholarship to finish school and eventually become a teacher himself.
I loved going to work, and I think the reason why I loved going to work was I could see that education was the vehicle that would take Indigenous people out of poverty and disadvantage. I just hope that I would have had the same effect on many kids that McKinnon had on me, that I'd changed their lives for the better.
Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says politicians should be investigated for leaking classified information. The Australian Federal Police has faced scrutiny after dropping an investigation into a national security leak that benefited the federal government. It abandoned that investigation while pursuing raids against the ABC and a News Corp journalist over different stories that embarrassed the government. Mr. Joyce has told Channel 7 any politician passing on secret documents should also be held to the full extent of the law. Meanwhile, ABC chairwoman Ita Buttrose says Australia's media should unite to push for whatever legislative changes might be needed to protect media freedom in the country.
I think it's necessary for all of us in the media, for all the media organisations in Australia to get together and have a look at what we can and what we can't do, what we think should be changed, and to submit our case to the government. And that, I think, is the best way for us all to go forward. We're much better united in trying to turn things around so that the public does have a right to know and we can give them the information that we believe should be brought to their attention.
A peaceful mass protest in Hong Kong over an extradition bill has descended into violence as several hundred protesters clashed with a similar number of police outside the city's parliament. Protesters charged police lines in the early hours of Monday morning to try to force their way into the Legislative Council building. Hours earlier, hundreds of thousands of protesters had marched peacefully through the city to protest against government plans to change laws to allow extradition of suspects to mainland China for the first time. Protest rallies have also been held in Sydney and Melbourne. Dorothy Lau attended the Sydney protest and says the extradition laws would further erode the freedom of Hong Kong residents.
I joined the march today because I want to take back and fight for the freedom that Hong Kong people are supposed to have. The motherland once promised that we would have one country, two systems. But now, under the regime of Xi Jinping, Carrie Lam and John Lee, who are betting on the future of Hong Kong people, and the freedom that Hong Kong people used to have will no longer exist if this law is passed.
In football, Australia has lost its Women's World Cup opener to Italy, 2-1. Matildas captain Sam Kerr scored the opening goal of the match to give the Australians the lead, but the Italians soon equalised. A final goal in the 95th minute secured the win for the Italian side. Kerr says the loss is disappointing, but she's hopeful her team will do better in the next match against Brazil.
It's obviously disappointing to lose, but we've still got two games and we're definitely not out. You know, it's disappointing to lose, but we'll stick together, focus on Brazil now. I think we dominated first half and kept possession really well, but we just didn't take our chances and I don't think we created enough chances.
to tennis, and Rafael Nadal has claimed a record 12th French Open title by beating Austrian fourth seed Dominic Thiem in a repeat of last year's final. Nadal defeated Thiem 6-3, 5-7, 6-1, 6-1. The Spaniard, who now has 18 majors to his name, also becomes the first player to win the same Grand Slam title 12 times, surpassing Margaret Court's 11 Australian Open titles. Upon receiving the trophy, Nadal paid tribute to his opponent.
Dominic, sorry, you are one of the best examples that we have in tour. Very hard worker, always with a smile on your face, and a good people, no, a good person. That's the most important thing.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 18 degrees. Adelaide, an early shower and a sunny afternoon, 18. Melbourne, sunny, 18. Hobart, rain and 13. Canberra, showers and windy, 15 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, mostly sunny, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 23 degrees. Brisbane, also mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a few showers, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.